Hello, everybody. It's Melissa.
And Nadine.
Welcome to our podcast, The Tapestry of Your Life. Today, we're going to talk about being in the flow of the blessing.
That's right. Genesis chapter 12 gives us the account of Abraham being blessed by God, the covenant that God made with Abraham of the blessing. And in the New Testament, as Christians, believers, we find out that we are grafted in the family of God through the blessing of Abraham.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is.
I like, just right off the head, one of the things that I remember is that, like, Abraham was blessed multiple times. Yes. Like, it's recorded that, like, he was blessed here, blessed there. So, like, the blessing is not just a once and done thing. Like, it continues to work. You can be blessed multiple times, like, continuously.
Right. And the main thing that I came away with, Pastor Doug emphasized, the blessing follows obedience.
Yeah.
So it's not an automatic thing.
Right.
It's not like in our area, somebody sneezes and we say, God bless you. It's not like that.
Right. Well, like you were saying, like with the flow and different things, like you have to be in the flow, like in the certain pathway, in this case, the pathway of obedience, and that's where the blessing will be. If you get off that path, then the blessing's not covering that area.
Right. And because the blessing follows obedience, Pastor Doug said obedience requires relationship and fellowship.
What's the difference? They seem very similar. I always associated fellowship as just like a church word because I've never heard it used outside of church. Relationship I've heard used like in multiple areas, but I was just thinking, like I just realized that just now. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever heard the word like, oh, let's have fellowship, like used anywhere other than church.
It is more of an old English word.
Oh, okay.
Because there used to be fellowships, which were like chapters or clubs. You know, there's a chapter of this organization, or there's a fellowship of this
organization.
Got it.
That makes sense.
So for me, relationship would refer primarily that I need to become a child of God. God needs to become my father, first thing, which is only through the blood of Jesus. And I have to believe that in my heart and confess it with my mouth. That's how I receive salvation.
Yes.
So I need to say, I believe Jesus is the Son of God who came in the flesh and lived among man, was crucified, buried for 3 days, but God raised him from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bible tells us Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. And then he was raised to heaven to be seated on the throne.
Yeah.
And his blood, he took his blood. He told the ladies at the tomb, I have to take my blood to heaven, which in heaven is the mercy seat.
Mercy seat, yeah.
So the blood of Jesus, I confess that I believe that. And then I say, Jesus, I receive your blood as payment for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I receive that you took away the penalty.
Yes.
The curse is removed and now I am blessed.
Amen.
So to me, that's relationship. Fellowship would be, now that I have a relationship with God, I need to communicate. I need to find out more about who God is, which we find out in his word. I need to, you know, find out what's important to God. What is my part in this relationship? What is his part? And we do that. We talk with God through prayer. We worship God where we adore him and declare how great he is and what wonderful things he's done. We recount his wins, right? And the greatness of who he is. To me, that's fellowship. And then Jesus became the head of the body of Christ. That's why we say the church is the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. Right. His children are the body. So now that includes having fellowship and relationship with the other members of the body of Christ.
Yeah, because we're all part of the same body. Like, we all function together. We're all connected.
Yes, and it would be great if we had fellowship and communication with one another, we could function more effectively.
Right. That's good.
Yes. So that's what I got from that. That helps with our obedience. And then we are blessed and equipped to be a blessing. So we receive blessing in order to produce and share blessing with others. Just like God shared his blessing with us. Now we do the same thing. We share the results, the effects, the rewards of a blessed life. We get to share that with others.
I see this trend, like with that scripture, like freely you have received, now freely give. Like, and just in every aspect, like after what I was talking about today, how like the whole point of getting up is to get dressed and go out. Like, and how you were just sharing, like when you receive the blessing, like you share with others. Like, it's very much, I said sowing and reaping, but yeah, very heavily emphasize the sowing. Like, just talking to people and sharing and being a blessing, like freely giving.
Like right now, the dandelions are blooming, the little yellow flowers that are in the grass and the pastures. Well, it won't be long until you see the yellow flowers produce their white, fluffy seeds.
Right.
And when the wind blows, or if you choose to blow it, the seeds are shared generously.
Yeah.
And then they are planted, and then they produce. And so that's how the blessing, I see the blessing.
Yeah.
We're like dandelion seeds being carried with the wind of the Spirit and being planted in people's lives and in the earth to be a blessing.
Yeah, and they're one of the first, like, flowers to appear and, like, break ground in the springtime.
Yes, they are. And part of Abraham's covenant with God, God said, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
That's so amazing. Like, that's a lot of families.
Yes, and it's very specific. In you, so because of you, because you've received and made covenant of blessing with me, all the families of the whole earth, it's not maybe blessed, it's will be blessed.
Yeah.
And so some pastors, I've heard them preach, that's because as Jesus came and took away the curse, and we're grafted into Abraham's seed. We are the seed of Abraham. Galatians talks about this a lot. That's how Abraham's blessing carried over and through Jesus, the Savior of the world, to bless the whole earth.
Yeah.
So, Genesis 14, Pastor Doug shared the example of the blessing takes care of your family. So, there was, I think, five kings and their armies came against four kings and their armies. Well, the four kings, part of that, those kingdoms, was Abraham's nephew Lot.
Right.
So when Abraham received word that this had happened, he gathered up his 300 plus men and he recovered all.
Yeah.
But he was motivated and moved to action because family was involved.
Yeah.
I've thought, would Abraham have gotten involved if Lot was not involved?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it seems like
he... It doesn't appear, you know, like he would have been, based on what we know of the story so far.
Right. So, chapter 14 is where the tithe comes in, because Melchizedek, the high priest, came and Abraham refused to take any of the...
The goods,
except what the men had eaten and what was the men's share who fought the battle. But he himself refused because he said, I don't want foreign kings or human kings saying that we made Abraham rich. He wanted to keep it pure that it was God who made him rich.
Yeah.
So, there's more to that if you want to read Genesis 14, but the main thing is to know it's very important part of the covenant of the blessing, and for the blessing to increase, to be in the flow of the blessing, is to give a tithe of all our increase.
Yeah.
Which is 10% of everything that comes into our possession or into our hands.
Yeah, I wonder... like, it's so nice that it's such a nice, round, easy number, 10%.
I like that.
Move the decimal point over. Like, that works, even though we, like, in the world, we have, like, the metric system and the imperial. I think it's imperial.
Yes.
Imperial system. It still works the same way for both of them. Like, that's one of the things that both of the systems have in common. 10%, you can move the decimal place right over.
Right. And so part of this is part of the blessing in Genesis 14:19. Another aspect of being in the flow of the blessing is we need to speak. Just like we receive salvation by speaking, part of the blessing is we speak. So Genesis 14:19, Pastor Doug referenced this. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abram and said, so Pastor Doug pointed out, there needed to be words spoken. The blessing requires spoken word.
Yeah.
And so he blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. So that's Genesis 14, 19 and 20. Then Pastor Doug referenced how the blessing is a multiplier. The blessing, inherent, coded in the blessing, is multiplication.
I like multiplication.
Yes.
This is the fastest one. Like, its fastest growth is multiplication.
Yes. And then... he gave some other examples of Gideon, and I like this part. The blessing overrides our mistakes or ignorance. So basically, the blessing is an overriding, overwhelming force of God. But like Pastor Doug titled this, we have to be in the blessing flow.
Yeah.
So like you imagine like a huge river and it's just churning with great force and power coming down the mountain to the valley. There's a lot of force and momentum.
Yes. But I can imagine this.
Yes. But realize the flow of that river really only affects the greatest, the elements that are within the waters.
Right.
And along the edge receives some effects from the flow of the river. But as you go away from the flow, even though that river is so powerful.
Right. If you're nowhere near it, it doesn't have an effect.
Right. You wouldn't be benefiting from it.
You might not even know it's there if you're far enough away. Like, right. You won't be able to hear the roar of the waters or anything.
Right. So we take this in our spiritual realm. You need to be in the flow.
Yes.
Of Holy Spirit, of what God is doing in His church, what He's doing on the earth, through His word, His spirit, His people, and the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So I think that I just wanted to include that as the blessing is a multiplier. The blessing is a great force. So be in covenant with God is the bottom line. The blessing overrides your mistakes if you are in covenant with God. And Pastor Doug referenced Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Addition and multiplication.
That's right. Do we have more time, or should we continue on another
episode? I think this is a good stopping point. If okay. Good.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we speak multiplication and addition to you as you get in the flow of the blessing.